could the wilder Hondo in you set and tap at the shot?
No. I think what I'll do is, would you like to hear another story or another song? Which? Story. Well, now, I'll tell you a story about a man who swallowed a lizard. Now, a mountain lizard. Now, if you get a mountain lizard and you grab it, the first thing he'll do is he'll let the tail go. There's so many notches on the tail, and he let them go. But he'll be coming back all day to try and put the tail back on himself again. I caught one, and they say if you rub it against the grain, which is very hard to do with your tongue, you can cure any burn anybody has. I did, but I can never find anybody who wants to be cured. I did, but that's true. It's supposed to be true. You'll hear a lot of them cures later on in the program. You're going to hear some cures that probably be better if people did them nowadays. Anyway, this was a well-to-do man. He had a big farm. And there was one traveling man of the road, as they said, who used to come once a year and get great hospitality from this man. And one day, the man was out on the bog. Were you ever out in the bog lying down in the heather, snoring away? It's a great place to rest and relax after cutting peat or turf. I really mean it. And you make the best tea in the world out of bog water. You hardly need any tea at all for it. That's true, too. Well, he came home that night and he felt awful sick. He couldn't eat anything. But halfway through the night, he started crying out for food. And the wife was got scared because he couldn't eat anything when he came home. Now he cried for food. And she couldn't give him enough. He was always eating. And he was like that for 3 or 4 weeks. And he was getting thin, but he was eating everything in the house. And the traveling man of the road came. And when he saw the way the man looked, he said, "What in the name of God is wrong with you? No doctor could do anything for him." And he was pining away. He was down from till about 5 stone weight from a big man of 18 stone. And the old man of the road couldn't get over it. And he said, "What happened to you? When did this hit you?" And he told him, "See, what were you doing when you fell?" He told him he was cutting turf or peat. And I remember, he said, lying down in the bog and falling asleep. And when I woke up, I didn't feel well, so I came home. "Oh," said the man of the roads, "you swallowed a mountain lizard. They're about that big. And when somebody is snoring with his mouth open, that's an opportunity for them. See the way you inhale when somebody, ever see somebody snoring with their mouth open? They draw that into it, the mouth. And that's what happened. They are blokra, they call it in Irish, or the lizard. The man was snoring, and he must have drawn the blokra right in. And he thrived on the food he was getting down below. Now," he said to the man, "tomorrow morning I want to get out of that bed." "He can't get out of the bed," he said, "but you'll have to get out of the bed." And he asked the wife to put down salted pork, all she had in the house, to put it down and force him to eat it. And he said, "Put more salt on it." And they were feeding him and feeding him till he could eat no more. And then the old man of the road took him out and he put him kneeling down beside a stream that was beside the house. "Now," he said, "whatever you do, keep quiet and don't move until I tell you." So he sat down and nothing was happening, and finally he felt something moving inside here. And that something came up, and he was like that. He put up his hand, and the thing went back down again. And the old man told him, "I told you to keep quiet," he said. "I can't help it," he said. So at this time the things that are moving came up here, and the little lizard stood on his tongue. And the lizard looked left, that's right, and looked right, and back again. And he put up his hand, and she went back in his belly again. I said, the old man, your only chance now, he said, is to wait till she comes up again. That time, of course, there was no operations or nothing like that. And finally, the lizard came, getting thirsty. The lizard was getting thirsty, smelling the water. And after sitting on a stone for about half an hour, she jumped into the water. Now he said, don't move. And here they came up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more came up. She had given birth while she was inside. And the last one was in the water, the man fell in a dead faint. Well, he wasn't dead, but he fell in a dead faint, as they say. And when he recovered, he was in bed and he was eating. And the old man sat beside the bed, and the next day the man was well enough to get up and sit around the table. But he would never let the old man leave the house. He kept him there for the rest of his natural life. Now, do you believe that? Mm-hmm. You do. I'm so happy. Or maybe what I should do now, and we'll be after the second half, I'll be telling you about the American Wake and about other songs, and maybe anybody wants to make a phone call, now is the time to do it. Right?
You
want to
take a break now?
Huh?
You
want to
take a break now?
May as well. What do you mean now? You came in late.
The is a part of Joanne. The on-tap of the shop we hope here. The cost got the outside of the Skype account here.